So our intramolecular nucleophilic addition involves the attack of the C5 hydroxyl, the oxygen, on the carbonyl carbon, which is delta plus as usual. So it's O delta minus attacking C delta plus. We're then forming a new oxygen to carbon bond. So down here you can see we've now got this rather stretched out C5 to O, so that's the original C5O bond. We've now formed an O through to C1 bond via intramolecular nucleophilic addition. So that turns our Fischer projection into a Haworth projection. Final thing that happens, we form our tetrahedral intermediate, O minus. That O minus then grabs the hydrogen off this C6 hydroxyl, and as a result, that turns into a hydroxyl. So at C1, this OH here then has been a carbonyl, which has turned into a hydroxyl. That's how it came about. Now this is reversible. You'll notice here there's an equilibrium arrow. So I've got a constant equilibrium between the cyclic structure and the open chain structure. The form on the right-hand side then shows the sugar as an aldose form. The cyclic structure is called the hemiacetal form of the sugar. Now the hemiacetal form is able to ring open because the functional group that's attached to C1 is a hydroxyl. As long as we've got a hydroxyl there, then we're looking at a hemiacetal sugar. If we attach a carbon to this oxygen, then it can't ring open and it's called an acetal sugar. The C1 carbon, as I indicated before, is referred to as the anomeric carbon.